Okay, let's get into Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph and Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph Mabez. Lamed Aleph Mabez is talking about the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, which is the beginning of this parak, which is Machshirei Mitzvah Erdocha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what is his makar? What is the source for Machshirei Mili Bin Docha Shabbos? The Gemara goes through many possibilities. Maybe it's Lula, maybe it's Matzah, maybe it's Shofar, all the other ones. So the Gemara here on Kuf Lamed Aleph Mabez has the Shakla Vitaria that about Lulav and Sukkah. So the Gemara says, can you learn it from one of those? The Gemara says, let's try to pick up the Gemara. Biyom, Amar Mar Lulav v'chol Machshir v'dochan as a Shabbos. Dei Rebbe Elazar, Lulav and all the Machshirei Lulav are Docha Shabbos. How does Rebbe Elazar know that? Ime Omer v'shtei alechem, if it's from Omer v'shtei alechem, no. Those are Tzor HaKavoah, those are Karbanos. So you can't learn it from there. So Alamar Kra, Biyom, it says Biyom, you shake the Lulav, Biyom, Arishon, Afilu b'Shabbos. Ulamai, what is that referring to? Ile Melitotol, is that telling you that you can even Taltel the Lulav on Shabbos? Isra Kola Mishrei Tiltul. That can't be because it's not a malacha. Just holding a lulav and shaking it is not a malacha. So that can't be what the Torah is being matir. So Ela L'machshirav. It must be teaching me even the machshirei lulav are docha Shabbos, says the Gemara. Okay. Urabanan. What would the Rabbanan, who do not allow machshir, and what would they use that for? To teach me by yom below balayla that netilas lulav is only by yom and not at night. For Rabbalazar, by yom below balayla minale, how does Rabbalazar know by yom below balayla if he already uses up the pasuk to teach you machshirin? Nafkalemi, you smach them, lefnei Hashem alkechem, shivas yamim, yamim below leilos, you already know yamim from the other pasuk. What do the Rabbanan use that for? Itzrich, zaka, da dechamina, nelef, shivas yamim, isukkah, malahalon yamim, afi leilos. You might have learned yamim from sukkah, and just like sukkah is yom balayla, so too, lulav is yom balayla. That's why you need another pasuk of yom to teach me only yom. So now the Gemara says, v'lifta rechmana belulav, v'nesu hanoch, v'nilfamine. So why don't you just write this halacha, that machshirei lulav are docha Shabbos, then you will know, regarding all the other contexts, that is docha Shabbos. Mishum dikele mifrach, no, because you might have asked, lulav has a chumra. Malo lulav shekein to'un arba aminim. Lulav requires four minim, and because lulav requires four minim, that's why you might have thought that it is chamor, and that's why it's docha Shabbos, it's machshirin, but other things are not docha Shabbos. What exactly does that mean, that lulav is to'un arba minim? So the Sfasemes says, was one of two possibilities how to understand that line. He makes this comment on Tosfos because he's going to see that he's going to see these two ideas in Tosfos. But says the Sfasemes, Divrehem Tzrichin Bi'ur, Delech Ora Nire. You know what? Let's read the Tosfos first. Tosfos has two formulations. Tosfos, Dibur Maskel, Shekein Ton Arba Minim. Af Agav De Omer, Vishtei Halechem, Nami Mevien Iman Kvasim, V'yayin Lenisuch Hashem Alamanachas. What do you mean? Lulav has four Minim, so the other items also have a number of Minim, right? The Omer and the Shtei Halechem, you bring with them Kvasim, right? The Kivse Atzeres are brought with the Shtei Halechem, Yayin for the Nisuch HaYayin, Shemen Lamanachos. So you bring other items along with the Omer and the Shtei Halechem, which you would want to learn from. So it's not more chamer by lulav. The other items also have a number of aspects. Shiny dalaminim shabalulav. No, the four minim of lulav are different than ma'akvin zedze, because they are interconnected. They're ma'akiv each other. Kid de'amar beperak ha'komet, like it says in Menachis, that's the sugyas of ikuv zedze, ubeperak ha'tcheles, amrinan ka'kvasa meinim ma'akvin esa omer. The sheep are not ma'akiv the omer, if you only have one or the other. V'lo ashtei alechem. Vahainu, and that's what it means here. Vahainu, ton, shtai minim, dalin minim. That's what it means here, that it needs four minim. Not that there are four aspects, there are four parts of this mitzvah. Right? That's one possibility what the Gemara might have meant. Ela she'ein mitzvahs lulav klal below dalin minim. It means that there are four interconnected parts, and if you're missing any one of the parts, so then it is not yotze. Aval be'elu yichol olios mitzvahs below dalin minim. Harav parat, but these other items, the Shtei Alechem and the Omer, even if you're missing some of the other aspects, you still have the mitzvahs. The Sfasemes just emphasizes that the line in the Gemara of Ton Dalan Minim might have meant it has four parts to the mitzvah, or, meaning it's four Maisa mitzvahs maybe, or there are four objects to the mitzvah, or there are four parts of one mitzvah. That's the different days in Tosfos. Mashmasi says, I would have said the Havamin of Tosfos, and what the Havamin of the Sfasemis is that because it has four mitzvos, it's more chamor, and that's why it is docha. It's machshirin. But then from the end of Tosfos, you see it doesn't just mean that there are four mitzvos, but it's tfei adif. But because there are four aspects of this mitzvah that are ma'akiv each other, that is tfei. And if you look in the Tosfos Arash, the Tosfos Arash has a beferish as two deus. The Tosfos does not have it as two deus; it has one hemshach. But if you look in the Tosfos Arash, the Tosfos Arash here has two deus beferish. Toan dalan minim da lulav hadas va'arava ve'esrog dekol el. These four aminim are all one mitzvah. V'nemru ba'asei achad ulakachtem lachem. It's all said in one asei. There are four separate parts. Avo ba'omer v'shei alechem. Avo bishem evimi mom kvasim yayin l'nesach v'shem l'menachus. Hanu mitzvah acheresi. To lok siv b'chad kra u'b'chad asei. The other items are not included in one. If you have one pasuk that includes many different parts, that makes it more chamor. The other ones, the shem and the yayin, that's all separate aspects. But this, what makes this chamor? It has four within one pasuk. Inami, or maybe this is different because they're ma'akiv each other. Arba aminim shebelulav ma'akvin zetzeh. Aval akvasim inim akvin esomer v'loas shealechem harev parat. See, he has it as two days here. Interesting, what would be the svara? To say that one mitzvah has four different parts to the mitzvah, that makes it chamor, then you can understand. There's a lot in this mitzvah, and therefore, that is why it is more chamor. To say that it's more chamor because it's ma'akiv zetzeh, so then that requires a little more elaboration. Why would that be a chumrah, a stringency, and make it more powerful? Right? This is more powerful, and that's why it's docha. Unless you say, because you see that the different parts of ma'akev zetzeh, so you see everything is interconnected, and maybe even the machshirin then would be interconnected and needed and would be allowed. Mashain came, but the other parts, you see already parts of it are ma'akev, so then machshirin wouldn't be allowed either. But again, it requires more elaboration. So that gets us into this issue of ma'akvin zetzeh. The Rambam in Shoresh Yud Aleph. The Rambam in Shoresh Yud Aleph discusses this mitzvah, this concept of ma'akvin zetzeh, and the Rambam already notes that it is not so clear the rules. The Rambam says in Shoresh Yud Aleph, Shein roi limnos chelkei ha-mitzvah, bifrat chelik v'chelik bifnei atzmo, kesheyia ha-mekubatz mehem mitzvah achas. You don't count parts of mitzvos as separate mitzvah, says the Rambam. You don't count. If there's three parts of a mitzvah, that's one of the 613. Sometimes you can have one tzivu with many parts. Kimo, what's the first example the Rambam gives? Mitzvahs lulav. Shehi arba aminim. Hine lo nomar ki pri eitz hadar mitzvah bifnei atzma. V'kapos tamar mitzvah bifnei atzma. V'anaf eitz avos mitzvah bifnei atzma. V'arve nachal mitzvah bifnei atzma. We don't say that the dal and minim are four separate mitzvos. L'fi she'elu kulam heim chelke ha-mitzvah. They're all parts. Ki utziva lekabzam, va'achar kibutzam, tiye ha-mitzvah, lekichas ha-kol, biyad, biyom, hayadua. Hashem told us to gather them, and once they're gathered, the taking of all of them in our hands on the proper day is the mitzvah. V'yalzeh ha-ekesh ba'apso, ein roi she'yimne. Where else do we have this? Amru b'mitzora, shehu yitar, the taras ha-mitzora. How does a mitzora become tar? B'shtei tziparim chayos, ve'etz erez, ve'ezo, v'shni tolas, umayim chayim b'kli cheres. B'sheish mitzvos. You don't count that as six different mitzvos, because there's six different objects that are used in the tara process. Aval taras mitzora mitzvah achas. B'chol tareha, umashi yitztarech ba me'elu, v'zulasam, klomar, hagiluach, the Giluach, the Kakrava, it's all part of the Tara process. That is number two. A third example. V'hu amru, begadav yufrumim, v'roshi yifarua. He has to grow his hair, he has to rip his clothing, v'alsafam yate, v'tamei tamei yikav, to call him tamei. V'ein pu'ula mikol elu mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Avo kibutzam hu mitzvah. Again, the way that we treat a mitzvah when he is tamei, there are different parts. V'hu sha'anachnu nitztavinu sh'naseh heker l'mitzvah. We have to do behave towards the Mitzvah that everybody recognizes. Kol mashir eov yachikeov akaraso tia b'kach v'kach. Kamosha tzivanu shenismach lefnei Hashem hayom harishon misukus. Like we have the just like here we have usmach lefnei Hashem lakechem or lakachtem lechem bayom harishon. Mavorch hasimcha hahi tiyeh belekicha kach v'kach. V'zeh hashorish, says the Rambam. If they give me these three examples, including the mitzvah of sukkah, which is our topic, mitzvah of lulav, dak lahavin ma'od. Very, you have to think about this very carefully, this shorish. Va'ofan dakuso masha asa perlacha. Because let me explain to you. Zeh masha amru chachamim, bo shadavar aploni vaploni, ma'akvin zeh. When the Gemara says that two parts of the mitzvah are ma'akiv each other, hinehu mevuar. What does that halacha reflect? The fact that they're ma'akiv each other. That means sheheim mitzvah achas. That shows that they're one mitzvah. If you need each part, and if you're missing each part, you're not yotzei. Kamo arbas minim shebelulav. V'lechem apanim im levona zaka. Sheteaseh imo. Shalashona mizeh. Hastarim habazich and ma'akvin zeh zeh. Mevur shi mitzvah achas. That showed this one mitzvah. V'chein koma shi yizbar lecha. Shatachlas ha-mevukash. Lo yagia v'chelak echon me'osam ha-chalakim. Whenever you see that the ultimate goal will not be achieved if you're missing one of the parts, hinehi mevur ki kibutzam hu inyan ha-nimneh. You know that together it's one mitzvah. Kimo hakaras ha-mitzorah shi yizbar lecha, like we just said. Shehu ilu hayu v'gada frumim levad v'lo par rosho v'lo atal svam v'lo karab tameh. Shehu lo asa dover v'lo yagia ha-karaso ha-shi yasa kulam. If you only do one thing, you tear his clothing, but you don't do all the other aspects of the Tumas HaMitzorah, so you didn't accomplish what the Torah wanted you to accomplish. And also the Tara, if you don't do all the things, the Shtei Tziporim and the Giluach, you're missing. Amnam Makom HaKoshi, so that's fine. If it's Ma'akev Zedzeh, you know it's one mitzvah. The problem, he says now, is the opposite. If it's not Ma'akev Zedzeh, does that automatically mean that it is two mitzvos? That, he notes, is not always so clear. Makam hakoshi hu b'dvarim sha'amru b'em eina ma'akvim zeh. Ki ha'ola b'machshava, because what would I have thought? Says the Rambam, sha'achar she'ilu achalakim kol chelek mehem bilti tzarech l'chavero, because each part does not need its friend, it's ein ma'akvim zeh, so what would I have thought? Each one is a separate mitzvah, right? If two parts are not ma'akev, For example, what? Tefillin. Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are counted as two separate mitzvahs. Beautiful. Two separate mitzvahs because they're not ma'akev each other. If I only have a Tefillin Shel Yad or a Tefillin Shel Rosh, I only wear one of them because they're not ma'akev each other. That's mitzvah Yud Beis and mitzvah Yud Gimel. The Rambam counts. Shetzivana laniach Tefillin Shel Rosh. Shetzivana laniach Tefillin Shel Yad. And there are two mitzvahs. And that's what the Rambam says in mitzvah Yud Gimel. Make sure you recognize that there are two mitzvos. Ela biyoshtei and lefan of yachan mamr zel shonam mandeles leishtei mitzvos chad mitzvah leleven klamer misha lo yuchal laso shtei mitzvos lo yaso achas eino kein ela yasa mitzvah shi biyado v'lachin yaniach eiza mehen sheyi biyado kar disbar lecha karan letfilin shel rosh shel yad shtei mitzvos, two mitzvos. That's the Rambam in mitzvah Yud Gimel related to tefillin. So that fits in. But then you have another type of ein ma'akvin zeh. Hatchelas einu ma'akev es alavan, v'alavan einu ma'akev es hatchelas. Tchelas and alavan and tzitzis. So what would I have thought? Just like tefillin, two mitzvos, tchelas and lavan. Hine haya efshar lanu shenomar, shalavan v'tchelas yimnu b'shtei mitzvos. I'm reading the Rambam still in Shorish Yud Aleph. I would have thought that's two mitzvos. Lulei ma'asha matzanu lem lashon. The problem is the Sifri. Yachos shein shtei mitzvos, mitzvos tchelas and mitzvos lavan. Tamalomer v'haya lachem letzitzis mitzvah achasi ve'ena shtei mitzvos. The Medrash, the Mechilta, says beferish that it's one mitzvah. Hinei kvar isbar lecha. So says the Rambam, that makes it tricky. Sha'afilu achalokim she'ena ma'akvim zeh zeh pa'amim yu mitzvah achas kishiyya ha'inyan echad. Sometimes it'll be one mitzvah if it's really one inyan. Ki ha'kavana betzitzis laman tizkeru. Because the kavana tzitzis is to remember. Im king, kol ala davar ha'machaya lezikar mitzvah achas imana. It's one. V'hinei lo nishar lanu im kein shenabit b'minyan ha-mitzvahs la'amram ma'akvin o ena ma'akvim ki'im le'inyin levad. So what do you see from there, says the Rambam? So it's not an automatic of ma'akvin or ein ma'akvin. If it's ma'akvin zedzeh, then you know it's one mitzvah. But if it's ein ma'akvin zedzeh, then it's not clear, and you have to look at the inyin bilvad. You have to look at the topic, the essence. Ha'imu inyan echad o inyanim rabim kamosha bi'arnu. So what exactly does that mean? So that's tricky now, because tzitzis is one mitzvah, even though it's ein ma'akvin zeh zeh, tefillin is two mitzvahs, and it's ein ma'akvin zeh zeh. So how do you put that, How do you put that together? So that is the... So the Rambam acknowledges the problem, but doesn't really explain it. So Rav Soloveitchik writes that maybe there are two types of ma'akvin zedzeh.
One type of ein ma'akvin zedzeh means it's two separate ideas. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Right, and one, they're each primary, they're each important, they're each significant, and ein ma'akvin zedzeh has two mitzvahs, but sometimes you'll have the principle of ein ma'akvin zedzeh, meaning that there's an ikar and a tafel part of the mitzvah. Sometimes maybe that's what ein ma'akvin zedzeh might mean. For example, the example that he gave is chalitza. Chalitza. When it comes to the mitzvah of chalitza, if you look in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalad, Amud Aleph and Yivam, there are three parts of the chalitza. Chalitza, rekika, and kriya. Chalitza, taking off of the shoe. Rekika, the spitting towards the ground, towards the yavam, the chalitz, and the kriya sapsukim. So chalitza is required. You can't get out. If you don't take off the shoe, you're not yotze. Kriya is not required. So you're going to tell me kriya is not ma'akev. So is kriya a separate mitzvah in the 613? And rekika is a machlokas. Chalsa v'rakagav alo kara chalitzasa k'shera. Well, the kriya is not ma'akev. Kara v'rakagav alo chalsa chalitzasa psula. Fine. But chalsa v'kara avalo rakaka without the rekika, Reb Elazar omer chalitzasa psula, Reb Akiva omer chalitzasa k'shera. That is the machlokas. So what does that mean? What does it mean that it is not ma'akev? Does that mean it's a separate idea? No. It just means that that part of the chalitza process is not as significant. That's ein ma'akvin zeh etzeh. That's a different type of ein ma'akvin etzeh, but it still can be counted as one mitzvah. So that's also by tcheles v'lavan. Right? Lavan and tcheles is, they're not ma'akiv each other, which means, because the lavan is the ikar part of the mitzvah, tcheles is a secondary part of the mitzvah. It's one inyan, like the Rambam says. It's one issue of zecher, leman tizkeru, but it is not an ikar part of the mitzvah. This might be the Rambam l'shitaso, because the Rambam says how many strings have to be tcheles, one, two, or four. Rashi and Tosfos say four, but the Rambam says one. One out of eight, which means really a half a string. So what does that mean, that it's only one? Because it shows that seven are lavan. Really, the ikar mitzvah is the lavan, and the tcheles is just a hosafa. One other point to mention, once we're talking about the dalin minim, the four minim of lulav, the mitzvah of lulav, and that is an interesting formulation. If you look in the Torah, we know the Torah has two psukim relating to dalad minim. Lekachtem lechem bayom harishon, priy etzada kabos tamarim, banav ezoz v'arvinachal, usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim. So we know, what does that mean? That there's a mitzvah of netilas lulav midaraisa in gvulin, day one of sukkis, and in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. All 7 days is a mitzvah of Tintilas Lulav Midaraisa in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, how many mitzvahs do you count that as? So, Rov Rishonim, one of the Gaonim, the mitzvahs HaMelech points out, one of the Baalei HaTosfos maybe counted as two, but the Rambam and the Chinuch both counted as one. Both counted as one mitzvah. The mitzvah of Netilas Lulav Begvula and the Netilas Lulav Bemikdash, it's one. So maybe it's one, because it's one idea. It's a mitzvah's Netila. Mitzvah's Netila. You might have said, according to that other Rishon, that the Mitzvah Samela quotes, that the Rash, that maybe it's two ideas. In the Mitzvah Migdash is a Mitzvah of Simchas B'Migdash. Simcha B'Migdash, Ayyidei Netila. But the Iker is the Simcha B'Migdash. Netilas Lulav, the Mitzvah is Netila. But the Rambam and the Chinuch both only have one Mitzvah. But there's still a difference, though, a slight difference between the Rambam and the Chinuch. If you look in the Rambam, in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, which is the Mitzvah of Lulav, the Rambam says, Shetzivanu Lita Lulav V'lisboach Bo Lefnei Hashem Shivas Yamim. So the Rambam gives front and center attention to the mitzvah of 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. V'amar yizbarach lokachtem lechem bayom harishon. Kfar yizbar mishpatei mitzvah zu perak shlishi v'yirvi besukha. V'sham yizbar she'en chov az mitzvah zu shivas yamim ela b'mikdash ulam b'shar haratzos yom rishon levad. Hu shechayevim b'mena Torah. So it's like, the Rambam gives you the impression like, the mitzvah is taking the lulav 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh yeah, and it's only the first day when it comes to outside the Mikdash. That's the Rambam's formulation. Look, in the Sefer HaChinuch, has the opposite. The opposite emphasis. The mitzvah Shin Chav Dalid, he talks about mitzvahs lulav, shenikach biyom rishon shel chag ha-sukkos, biyadenu pri eitz hadar, kapos tamar v'anafei zohat harinachal, shenemar ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon. And then he quotes what these are, mishar shi ha-mitzvah, and he talks about as he always does, Adam Nifal Lefi Pu'ulosav, and therefore by shaking these we somehow are going to be affected. And then he says, Va'od, he quotes the Midrashim that is connected to Arevarim, and then he says towards the end that there's a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. I think he says all the way at the end. And also, all 7 in the Mikdash. So the Rambam has the opposite formulation of the Chinuch, meaning what do you focus on? Do you focus on Mikdash? Do you focus on outside? The Michas Chinuch is mayor a little about this. The relationship between these two mitzvahs in Shinchav Dalet and Sif Katan Aleph, he says mitzvah zu nechlal gam kein to the mikdash haya mitzvah min haTorah called shiva. It's all one mitzvah. But near lani esiti pashin that mitzvah he dafka ba'azara to imachin eshchina shayach sharper lefnei Hashem lokechem aval harabayis la bechlal zeh. He doesn't think harabayis is bechlal zeh. That argues on the Bikur Yaakov. The Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Laner, is the one that said in Simin Tafresh Nun Ches that up here the Rambam that all of Yerushalayim is Mikdash, so therefore you should go there, the Chumrah, to go there on Chalamawe, to be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, Usmach Lefnei Hashem Lakechem, Shivas Yam. Okay, this is some of the ideas of Dal and Minim, Shebe Lulav.